The Honorable Archie's aunt from England, Lady Arabella Trumbledorpe, has arrived to pay her nephew a short visit. In the preceding episode, Frank and the Honorable Archie met Auntie at the railroad station, where she arrived with much luggage and a parrot rejoicing in the name of Olivia. Frank has taken a distinct dislike to Olivia. Let's call at the Honorable Archie's house and find out how the visitor is settling down.
Oh, to closing mouth, shut up, Olivia. Always jibber for jabber, a jibber, a jabber. To shutting up, Olivia, please. Oh, what's the matter?
Frank?
Yes, ma'am, please.
Frank.
Oh, Olivia, keeping still, please. Honorable Archie's calling me, not you. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I want to. Hurry up. I want to.
All right. I'm coming. Oh, Olivia. Oh, just see here, Honorable Archie.
Can't you keep that infernal parrot quiet?
No, not candidates, please. Those Donnelly parrots are getting on my goat.
It's getting on my nerves. I was conscious of it squawking all night. Pull up the blinds, will you?
No. Must keep in shade the blind down.
What?
No.
What do you mean? Why?
Well, your auntie, she's speaking that when blind are up, it omit the right in from the sunstroke, and it shall giving the carpets a sunstroke. Then those carpets looking very 15 cents.
When did my aunt say that?
This morning in the a.m.
Frank, do you mean to tell me that Lady Trufflethorpe is already up? Why, it's only 9 o'clock now, and I haven't had my breakfast.
Yes, ma'am, she up for 2 hours since ever 7 o'clock time.
What's she been doing?
Well, she prancing all over the house, rubbing fingers to picture frames for dust extraction, deranging all furniture from opposite to what she used to was. Then she go to kitchen and poke she eminent nose in the refrigerator, putting little nails over topside sink and dangle for dingle many pots for pans from same in a row similar to chorus girls. Oh, Animarachis, no matter where she putting she footprint or finger, as case may be, it never the same no more. Oh, what to do is problem.
I don't know, Frank. You see, my aunt is one of those managing kind of women. She means terribly well, of course, but we may find it a trifle irksome at first.
I think so.
We must humor her, though, and remember that she's a lady and a guest in the house.
Hey.
I must admit that I'm not very keen on Olivia the parrot, but we'll try and diplomatically suggest to Auntie that parrots in California thrive better if they're kept at the end of the garden.
Uh-huh. Oh, thank you. Well, Anubarachi, dear, referring those parrots, tomorrow I going took Oscar, those darling little cat, back homeward from Mrs. McGuigan's house, and Oscar are pining a eye out for coming homeward.
Yes, what difference does that make to the parrot?
Well, it makes pretty enormous difference, all right, because maybe sometime Oscar going get very hungry for a fresh bird on toast. You catching?
Yes, I'm catching, and I'm very surprised at you. It's an unworthy suggestion. Besides, Oscar couldn't get the darn thing out of the cage.
Oh, so, but maybe sometime it going be very so merely easy for me to leaving those cage open a little bit, just a small, and then letting Oscar and nature do the rest.
Frank, don't let me hear any more of this.
No.
You better fetch Oscar back from Mrs. McGurkin's this afternoon.
All right.
By the by, where's my aunt now?
Well, she are in the garden exercising she reductions.
Exercising her reductions?
Yes, huh?
What do you mean, Frank?
Well, just advancing over here, please. Looking out the window, peekaboo out the window, please, and see for own pleasure. Shall poor blind so nice, easy, so...
Oh, my hat. That's terribly annoying, Frank. Auntie simply mustn't do that. Look at her, lying on her back on the lawn, kicking her legs up in the air, attired in gymnasium bloomers.
Uh-huh.
It's not nice, Frank. She's much too large for that. It's not dignified.
No, and to looking at all those little children on other side of fence, amusing their enjoyment. Oh, it's pretty funny, all right. And now looking, what she didding. Oh. Oh, wagging hips, helter-for-skelter.
Quiet, Frank.
Oh, I never seen such a comical auntie in born days.
Oh, dash it all, dash it.
You know, Anubarachi, in Japan, when a woman...
Oh, never mind Japan.
No.
What am I going to do about those grinning children poking their grimy little faces over my fence?
Well, I think rich notion for charging 5 cents admission for such a curio performance. Oh, now looking what she didding. Oh.
Stop buzzing.
Oh, she downside up riding a bicycle which not existing. Oh.
Be quiet, Frank. Be quiet. Something must be done. Auntie doesn't understand. She probably kicks about on the lawn of her country seat in Worcestershire, which is secluded, and thinks nothing of it. But she simply mustn't do it here.
Yes, but the Anubarachis, maybe it are all right to kicking about on she country seat in Worcestershire, But it are a new story in United States, California.
I know. Look out, Frank, look out. She's rolling over with her head this way. Bob down.
Bob?
Don't let her see it. No. Don't let her see us looking for out of the window. It's very annoying. It must be stopped.
Uh-huh.
I'll have my breakfast now. Go and make the tea, Frank.
Yes. So sorry for you. No tea.
No tea? Why didn't you order some?
Well, I do order, and I have very many too much tea. Your 9 o'clock cup shall be illuminated.
Eliminated. Dash it all, Frank. That's the limit. Really, it is. My tea surely is the most harmless habit. Really, that's more annoying than the parrot.
Yes, ma'am. And your auntie, she asking me, she say, Frank, how many cups did tea do Anubarachi devour? And when I told him it, she's scratching out 9 o'clock one also, and the 2 p.m. also.
Well, I'm hanged. Here, give me a cigarette.
All right, you take. So, must take night, Matt.
Yeah. Oh, never mind.
Oh, no, not like smoking?
Yeah, yes, I smoke. All right.
Oh, Anubarachi, can hearing a shoe walking. It's our auntie. I bet the nicker.
Yes. Oh, good morning, auntie dear. How are you?
Uh-huh. I'm very well. Topping morning. Wonderful air. Been doing exercises. Beastly bore, but it must be done, you know. Frank, take this bunch of flowers. Put them in water. I'll arrange them later.
All right, Miss Arabella. Shall putting flowers in water.
The word is flowers. Flowers.
Flowers. Flowers.
Oh. Flowers. Flowers.
Yes,
now, say it again.
All right.
Oh, don't waste time, Auntie. Whatever they are, put them in water, Frank, and go into the kitchen.
All right. Flowers.
Tweedlekins? Smoking so early?
Oh, just a cigarette, Auntie. Just a cigarette. That's all.
Rubbish. Rubbish. Throw it away, the beastly thing. Here. I'll take it from you. Little boys shouldn't smoke.
But, Auntie, I'm not a little boy now. Really, I'm not. Of course, I know that to you I appear the same as when I was just a child. But I'm grown up, you know. And while we're on the subject, I wish you'd get out of the habit of calling me Tweedlekins. I know that was the sort of baby name you gave me. But somehow or other, it doesn't quite suit me now, you know. And I don't like Frank to hear it. He picks up things so quickly and doesn't realize how absurd they sound.
My boy, so far as I can see, you're just as helpless as when you were a baby. To me, you'll never grow up.
Yes, I know, Auntie dear, but Tweedlekins, it doesn't seem to go with a monocle and a moustache, you know.
Just excuse, please, Auntie. Fras. Hurrasa. Fras. Do I speak in it the most scientific?
Frank?
No.
Yes, ma'am?
How long have you been standing there?
Well, just before you telling your dear auntie that you're not liking childhood names, you know, Tweedlepins, Tweedle Twins.
Tweedlekins, but don't remember it.
No, all right, just forgetting.
Frank?
Yes, Mom?
Do you know what time it is?
Oh, yes.
Well?
Well?
What are you waiting for?
I don't know, please. Now, let me scratching own brain. Maybe turning the bath?
I've had my bath long ago, and I finished my exercises. Didn't I give you some instructions with regard to your dress?
Oh, yes, ma'am, thank you. This is the hour when I transpire on the branches, transpire off and be the butterer. Is that so?
Pardon me, Auntie, but what is this apropos of?
I'll tell you, Tweedlekin. I won't have Frank round the house in that absurd little white coat after 9 o'clock in the morning. It's much too oriental. This is an English household, and we must have a butler.
Yes, you see, I collapse from the houseboy to the butler after 9 o'clock time, Anubarachi.
Oh, but that's absurd. Frank can't be an English butler. He's built all wrong, aren't he?
No, I think I have a pretty good skeleton for butler purposes, Anubarachi. But I don't know how can be those Darnley Couchman.
Darnley Couchman?
Oh, he means coachman. At 3 o'clock, he becomes a coachman to attend me on my shopping expeditions.
Oh, great Scott. What is he at 5?
Oh, don't be flippant, Tweedlekins. At 5, he's a butler again. If you don't know how to run your house with dignity, I shall have to. I shall have to show you, that's all. Later on, there'll be a maid.
Good gracious. Don't tell me you're proposing to put Frank in a cap and apron.
No, Miss Arabella, that are dragging me too far. I are 3 gentlemen now. I think that plenty. Gee, Whittaker, Arnaburachi, I hoping the union not finding out how many jobs I do. If they do, they won't raise half a stink.
Frank, you forget yourself. Remember that Lady Trufflethorpe is present.
Oh, excuse me, Lady Trufflethorpe. I bow my stomach at you.
Well, I suppose it'll all turn out for the best, won't it? No doubt Frank can manage to be butler, etc. A sort of Japanese Admirable Crichton, aren't they, what?
Yes. Very apt, Tweedlekins. Very apt. However, I don't wish Frank to be altogether overburdened.
No.
Uh-huh.
No.
I have arranged, therefore, to relieve him of all his gardening duties.
Oh, but that's splendid, Auntie. You mean that you're proposing to do a little amateur gardening yourself, what?
No, no. You see, before you were awake this morning, Archibald, I was strolling in the garden, and a poor unemployed man came to the gate. Strangely enough, he asked for me.
How very curious. Asked for you, and you only arrived yesterday.
Well, it seems nowadays, Honorable Archers, everybody know it are going to happen before everybody do happen.
Well, it was most fortunate for you, Archibald, that this poor man turned out to be an expert gardener. And so I engaged him on the spot. Isn't that splendid? He charges just 2 and 2 pence an hour in our money. He commences work tomorrow. Here's his card.
His card. Hello? What's this? K. Nakajima, very celebrated gardener, famous dahlia bulber, my specialize. Frank, look at that card if you dare.
Well, just letting me grimacing over him. Well, 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 what a Kowinski. As I live to breathing, it are my cousin.
I knew it. I knew your infernal cousin.
I knew it.
Put
I knew it.
Over my wall and got himself engaged.
So Frank lost no time in trying to swing his cousin in.
And there we end our recalling of the Japanese houseboy with Eddie Holden as Frank Watanabe and Reginald Sharland as the Honorable Archie. And we certainly hope you enjoyed hearing those couple of episodes, numbers 199 and 200 they were, of that old feature that dates from the 30s.